Georgia Senators Johnny Isakson, Saxby Chambliss, and North Carolina Senator Richard Burr recently wrote a letter to U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. In the letter, they asked Shinseki to tell them by Friday what's being done in response to several issues that were raised in the report. The issues include coordination of care, monitoring, and program oversight. Senator Isakson says the letter comes after a hearing with center officials.
They went over their action plan that they were implementing, but I want to make sure that good intentions are followed up with good actions, because we've got to get our arms around this problem. And it's not just an Atlanta VA problem. It's a problem to the Veterans Administration around the country.
Senator Isakson says one of his main concerns is the length of time between referrals at the center and an appointment with a private contractor.
We've got to make sure that we have a seamless transition on our veterans and they don't get lost or fall between the cracks.
It's something the Atlanta VA Medical Center says it's working on. Dr. Karen Drexler is the acting chief of the mental health service line at the center. She says some of the changes were already in the works prior to the report, but were accelerated as a result.
Initially, we were using a large contract where we were working with 26 different providers. Recently, we've consolidated that down to just 6 different providers in the community.
Drexler also says the center is addressing concerns with contracted mental health care by hiring additional staff. She also says it's done a number of things to address its inpatient care after a patient died of a drug overdose.
In response to that, immediately after the death, did our own internal investigation, shored up our policy for patient escort, for visitation on the unit, and also for our urine drug screen collection procedures, so that our environment is much improved and much safer.
The center also got a new director last month. Isakson met Director Leslie Wiggins and says he was impressed, but he wants to make sure the center implements the right plan of action. As a result, Isakson plans to hold a hearing in August. Michelle Worth, WABE News.